Hey, what's up, y'all? And this is a light bulb moment.
I'm Asania.
And I'm Deshaun.
And it's a motivational podcast.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, awesomeness. I love motivational podcasts.
Stay tuned.
Y'all check it out. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the Light Bulb Moment Podcast. And we are here today. Oh, by the way, I'm Deshaun, just in case y'all didn't know.
And I'm Asania.
And we're here today with Miss Nika Doe, author, life coach, all-around superhero. How you doing today?
I am doing amazing.
Good, good, good. Our first interview, right?
First interview.
Very first interview. So you special. You're extra special.
Super duper special.
Right. Yeah. Bear with us, everybody. This is our first interview. So
learning experience.
Right, right. But it's going to be a good one, though. So give us a quick snapshot of you, who you are, what you bring to the table of life coach and, you know, earth, the world.
Okay. Right. So I am Nika Doe, life coach of possibilities, author of the new book that's coming out soon, Unstoppable. I connect, inspire, and empower people to reach their full potential. I dedicate my life by helping others reach their full potential by using a combination of gifts. I help them feel motivated if they are stuck, lost. A lot of times, people don't know what they want to do, who they are, and I try to help redirect that negative energy and turn it into positive energy and watch it manifest in their life so they can reach their full potential and become awesome again. In order to do that, we have to learn and find out what our true purpose in life is.
Interesting. For those people who aren't aware or don't really know what a life coach is, can you kind of explain or give us a definition from your perspective of what a life coach is?
So a life coach is a little different from a counselor. Okay. A life coach is not focused on your past. A life coach focuses on your future. So it's not about what happened in your past. You know, tell me about things that happened in your life. A life coach focuses on your future, what we can do to make it better.
Okay.
And how we can enlighten and, you know, make you a superstar again, how we can make you awesome again, or whatever it is that you want to do. Life coaches have different niches. I mean, some people are general, some people have niches. So it varies different, it's different levels of life coaches. So some people specialize in life coach sex, people life coach relationships. Some people like it just really depends. It's different levels.
Right.
My life coach is very general. It's nothing that I won't touch. Relationships are really not my thing, but I want people to be able to get whatever it is they need. I'm not one of the life coaches that, you know, specialize in crap. I don't do that.
Okay.
But I focus on changing your life, and I'm more faith-based than anything. So I'm not perfect by any means necessary, but I'm a coach that wants to make sure that you reach your full potential.
Right.
I want to make sure that you fulfill your purpose in life. I want to make sure you get crystal clear in what it is that you want. Happiness may not ultimately be the thing, the first thing that you want, but it's going to be a part of what it is that you want eventually.
Right.
It's going to be a part. It may not be the biggest part of what you want, but it's definitely going to be a part of what you want.
I would assume it would have to be. Eventually, you don't want to be successful and not happy.
Right. Because a lot of people, I mean, happiness is not the major part in a lot of people's life. A lot of people, they want to be successful. They want to be prosperous. They want to know what it is they want out of life. That's like saying that you work a job that you hate.
Right.
Or you work in a capacity that you hate, but you want to be able to fulfill your life purpose, but you don't know what your life purpose is.
You have
to be able to define what your life purpose is.
I presented that to a young man the other day. He was in his early 20s, just to kind of get the ball rolling in his head, to have a better idea of where you're going in life. And in order to do that, you have to kind of know what either your life purpose or what purpose you want to apply to life.
Right.
You know, as far as your everyday activities. Otherwise, you're just kind of moving.
Right.
You life just, with no direction.
Exactly. And that's kind of where I come in at. So I try to help people define, but I actually don't try. I do. I I help you define what your true life purpose is. So in order for me to do that, I do a special combination of finding out what your passion is for life, in addition to what your hidden talents is. So talent and passion, and you put that together.
And those aren't necessarily the same thing.
And they're not necessarily the same thing. But when you combine those together, you find your true purpose in life. And then you can, absolutely pursue what your happiness is. Then you'll find you'll be crystal clear on what it is that you want to pursue in life.
Yeah, I think that's what happens to a lot of young people. And these are conversations that, even as parents, sometimes parents don't really define their passion or their purpose in life. So how can you come to your child and question or even present that to your child?
Right.
When they're still trying to figure out exactly, they just decided to take a specific road because it was comfortable or it was easier for them.
And I would even say that some parents know what their passion is, but they kind of put it to the side.
Like, a lot of people do things for money.
Yeah.
But see, money only buys things. It don't buy happiness.
Right.
And that's why you see so many people that actually have money, and they end up killing themselves because they're not happy. Money only buys things. But when you find it, when you combine your true purpose with your passions, then you find that contentment for life. Then you'll be content with who you are, what you want, where you're going, in addition to happiness.
Okay.
Money just makes everything bigger.
No, money makes more problems.
Right, bigger problems, exactly. If you already got problems, more problems. Exactly.
And then no happiness.
So do you think that the money makes problems due to the fact that you weren't rooted and grounded in a specific direction?
Right.
On a specific goal?
I think that because, I mean, you were able to get what you want. I mean, some people, you know, they grew up in money. Some people, they didn't have to work hard for it. It was given to it. They didn't know what else to do. So, just because they had money or able to buy things, they didn't know what to do with it. So, and not being grounded or not having the tools and know what to do, and not having that contentment, not having that passion, not having that true pursuit of happiness is a problem. It's a problem.
True.
And that's what makes them crazy. It makes them steer crazy because, I mean, you don't have any faith. You never ask God for absolutely anything. You think that you make everything happen. You make everything happen for you, so you don't have anybody. That's your one source.
Would you say life coaching is something that we all could use, or is it just something like for a certain individual?
No, I think life coaching is something that everybody can absolutely use because every day we live, we learn something. Every day, everybody, nobody's perfect. Nobody's exempt from going through a little bit of hell either. Every day we live, we learn. Anybody that say they are not learning anything, then they're living in a fantasy world. So we can all learn something. I mean, I'm a coach. I'm a counselor. Yet I go get counseling. Right. By the time you finish listening to everybody else,
you need your own counselor.
But not even that. It helps you become a better you. Because a lot of times, you need somebody that's subjective.
Right.
Somebody that can tell you something else. I can learn something. It doesn't matter what your degree is. It doesn't matter what your educational level is. You can probably teach me things that I do not know. Some of us are just book sense. Some of us don't have common sense.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I may just be a bookie person. I don't know a whole lot about a lot of street terminology. There's a lot of things that you can teach me.
Right.
You understand? To make me everything that I'm not. So I can be grounded.
That's funny because that's my ideal about society now. I think we can appreciate other cultures, appreciate other people if we just took time to understand them and get to know them a lot better versus condemning something that we don't understand and we're afraid of. So automatically ridiculing or going to the negative spectrum.
Right.
When we're encountered with something that we're not familiar with.
Exactly. And that's another aspect. Like, I had someone confront me because I study about 18 different religions. You know, I know who my religion is, Christianity. But if I want to reach the masses of God's people and open up a center that's faith-based, we're all God's people. We're all God's creation. And when somebody comes to me, a lot of people go to coaches. They want to be able to have a coach that they can trust. They go to people based on faith. you know. Right. So they want to be able to have somebody that they can talk to, they can confide in, that's going to understand them. You don't have to necessarily be in that denomination, right. But they want to have somebody that understand, and that's not going to judge them, and say, hey, you know, I can't talk to you because you're a Muslim. I can't talk to you because you're a Catholic. I can't talk to you because you're a Jew.
Almost like a faith language.
Right. Yeah. But you can relate to them, and you can relate to them and have a conversation with them and understand and respect them and have that culture, then you got the whole package. So if I go to a different church, like I take my kids, we went to Islamic temple. I wear the hijab. I dress. Matter of fact, I thought I looked more appropriate in my gear than they did. Because I was shocked. You know, I was like, well, golly, this is like 3 before 11 up in here. You know, I was a little shocked, you know, to see, you know, how they done had got so relaxed in their own culture.
True.
You know, to see the difference. And I mean, I done took pictures in it. I go to the Jewish temple. I was at the Catholic church 2 weeks ago speaking, and it was very diverse. And by the time I finished speaking, I had people coming up to me telling me that I was the light. Oh. And that how they couldn't sleep at night. When they couldn't sleep at night, that they was going to be up praying for me, that I was a special vessel, and that was the best person they had come in and spoke to them in a long time. And that God had so much for me to do. And that when they wake up in the middle of the night, that they was going to be praying for me. Because God had a lot for me to do.
Right. And on that note, would you say life coaching is your passion?
Life coaching is not only my passion, it's my destination. I'm finally walking in my destination. I've been wanting to change the world since I was a little girl. When I was 10 years old, I wrote a paper that was meant for college students, but I entered it. And I won at a national level. Said if I can give the world a gift. So I would change the world, get the kids out of poverty, keep them from being hungry, and I would get rid of drugs. And those are the 3 things that I want to do. Those are the 3 things I'm going to do. I'm going to open up a substance abuse home. It's going to be called Possibilities. I'm going to open up a resource center that's going to teach people how to get a job. I want to get these babies out of foster homes where people are just getting checks. I want to reconnect families. I want to teach them how to run a home. How to take care of a home, how to embrace and love their kids and take care of their kids and reconnect them. And I don't want to do just women. I want to do people.
People. I love that. Yeah.
And drugs, I believe that everybody has something good in them. A lot of people need someone that they can talk to, somebody they can believe in. Hope is not hopeless. We just give up on people. And we shouldn't give up on people because God hasn't given up on us. How many times have we did things and God forgave us?
All the time.
I mean, we do stuff all the time. We sin every day. We were born out of sin. Yet and still, God has given us grace, unmerited favor, all the time, every day. I mean, we sin in our hearts, our minds. We do it. We don't even know it. Yet He blesses us. So who are we not to want to help someone else along the way? We need to be pulling people out of the darkness and bringing them in the light. And say, I am the light. I mean, we need to be pulling them out, you know, out of the darkness, out of oppression, out of strife, and moving them into the light.
Okay. When it comes to life coaching, are there certain credentials, if I'm looking for a life coach, that I want my life coach to have, as far as like a certain certificate or certain experience or anything, or does it just depends on the relationship between the life coach and the over the word be, I guess, the coachee.
Life coaching is not, it's not regulated. Okay. So they just, you know, it's just certified. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, you know, like I have a degree in psychology. So it's not like that. So it's just based on the relationship that you have with your coach and what it is that you, what you want. So you want to have a coach that's going to be there with you. That don't mind getting down and dirty.
Okay. Know? So like, it's not as much about the credentials as right. It is the availability and the ability to connect with the other person.
Right.
Because it's funny you said, like, you've learned how many different languages from Korea? 15?
18.
Excuse me. I mean, the church, you know, your other 3 languages. I mean, your other 3 religions. But it's almost like you being able to understand those other 18 religions. It's kind of like the ability to speak another language. Right. So when you go to another country, if I can't communicate, or even another neighborhood, if I can't communicate with you in your native tongue, then it's going to create a language barrier and make it harder for us to get our points across.
Right.
Where since you understand and you have an idea and you can speak their religious language, they're more inclined to connect with you.
Right.
It makes it easier to connect with you at this point.
That's what you want. You want somebody that you can connect with. You want, when you have a life coach, you talk about, you want a cheerleader. You want somebody that can build your confidence. You want somebody that's going to build that faith, hope, and belief in you. Because we talk about building, we talk about life. That's what we talk about. We talk about your future. You want to get motivated. You want somebody that don't mind getting down and getting down. Somebody that's going to be real, that's not going to give you unrealistic goals and heaps. Somebody that's going to keep you grounded. That's going to help you grow when you're moving into the direction that you want to be. But they're not going to let your career and then your goals move too fast. You know how people move into fame?
Yeah.
But they move too fast and their personality move too fast and they fail.
Right.
So you want somebody that's going to keep you realistic and make sure that your fame and your goals go together. That you're not moving too fast, but you're moving together.
Right.
But they hold you accountable. Too, but they also celebrate you in every little step, even the very, very small steps.
Throughout the milestones of
your
success.
Everything that you do, because it's a celebration. Any little step that you take is a celebration.
Right.
Because ultimately, we're growing. So, I mean, from the baby steps, to the rolling, to the crawling, to the walking, to the running. We want to keep you motivated. We want to keep you grounded. We want you to succeed.
How do you handle an individual who may relapse or fall off the wagon when going through?
I just get my tools out and I get down and dirty, you know, because it's no such thing as I can't. It's I can, I am, I will. So I don't do that.
Okay.
I can, I am, I will. I don't allow them to do that. So you live what you want and you attract the environment of people that you want. So I don't allow that. I don't do that. So we gonna enjoy the journey because life is only but an adventure. So I'm gonna build them up.
Right.
I'm not gonna allow them to tear themselves down.
You think that's a big issue with? And I'm gonna solely stick with the African American community. I'm not gonna try to jump into all communities, but within our community, do you think that's one of the things that affects us so much?
Yes. We are our own worst critics.
True.
The thing we need to understand: I'm my only problem. And I'm my only solution. You agree?
Yeah.
I'm my only problem and my only solution. We were born to win, yet we fail. And the only reason why we fail is because we're not willing to help out one another. We're too busy trying to keep up with the Joneses.
True.
We're too busy worried about what somebody else is doing. And we spend more time worried about what we're doing and less about what somebody else is doing, we'll prosper. Every other nation, every other culture, they stick together.
Yeah, this has been a heavy discussion of mine.
They stick together.
Especially even between male and females in the African-American
community.
It's I've had to take a completely different outlook within the dating realm because I now understand that we are actually set up to fail within our relationships.
Right.
From the very beginning versus prosper and come together and become a unified force. And with knowing that now, the way I look at how my brothers and sisters treat each other just in regular, everyday, casual conversation, you can see the conditioning and programming early. So I find what you're saying, like promote and lift each other up. Like that's, I'm not trying to be funny, but it feels like it's a new concept within my community.
Right. It is. I mean, you got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You got to, you know, cultivate and adapt the mindset that you're never going to give up on yourself.
Right.
Your dreams, your inspirations, or your admirations. Period. That's a choice. It's not an option. You have to choose if you want to live, if you want to die. That's true. What you have to choose. It's a mentality.
Definitely. Mindset.
Yeah. So, I mean, failure is, you know, is an option for success. So, that's what it is.
Say it one more time. You said failure is an option for success.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's not set up for you to fail. It's actually an option for you to succeed. You know, that's the mentality. So people have to look at it another way.
Break that down.
Yeah.
Break that down.
Because I'm saying it in my head over and over again.
Like, that's a deep one.
So, because what you got to understand, it takes great courage to push past criticism, to be authentic in who you are and what you want. Okay, so you got, because faith is the opposite of fear. If you submit to his grip, you're going to always lose. So if you have faith in what it is that you want and who you are, right, you won't submit to his grip. So therefore, you won't lose.
Gotcha. I know what you're saying, because I just had a conversation about fear this morning and how powerful fear is when you allow it to have a grip in your everyday life. It makes just getting up in the morning one of the most difficult things when you allow fear to leave you in a state of paralysis because you've succumbed to it.
Right.
So I understand 100%.
So just having faith in itself and knowing without a shadow of a doubt that something miraculous is going to happen, just staking the claim without even knowing anything, and at the end of the day, just knowing you didn't stake your claim that something, and you put your leg work in it and your footwork in it, and knowing that the end result is coming. You know the end result is coming.
Right.
You're not giving up. It's time to rise up. It's time to stand up. And you have to be careful what you say, what you do, what you think.
Right.
Because a lot of times, that's what happens. Our subconscious goes back to what's comfortable. We go back to what is safe. It's safe for us to say, I can't do this. I didn't ask for it. I don't deserve it. It can't happen to me. So our blessings just pass us by.
Right.
You have to always stay faith-filled. Because as soon as you say, I can't,
it's gone. It's diminished.
That's it.
The universe is going to say, the minute you show your ass, the energy, the minute you show that sign of doubt.
But people don't understand that but life or death is in the power of the tongue.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's one of my father's biggest things. If you speak on death and you're constantly telling yourself that death is an option within your life, eventually death is going to come knocking at your door to say, hey, you summoned me, so I'm here to do what you requested.
But we have a power. We have the authority to speak life into ourselves. We have the power to speak into existence what it is that we want. So many times that we speak into our circumstances. We let our circumstances take control of us instead of us taking control of our circumstances. That's why it's time for us to take a stand. It's time for us to rise up. It's time for everybody to rise up and say, hey, you know what? I'm in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier. God, you got my attention. You have my attention. And be like, attention? I'm in the army of the Lord. I'm standing up out of poverty. I'm standing out of divorce. I'm standing up out of illness. I'm standing up out of oppression. I'm standing up out of darkness. Because God, I'm in the army of the Lord. You made me beautiful. You made me whole. You thought I was to die for. You thought I was to die for. So if he didn't do anything else but wake you up in the morning, that was enough. That was enough.
Yeah, we just talked about that.
We literally had this conversation on the way there.
Right. He didn't have to do that. You know, so anybody that's listening to your podcast, the fact of the matter, they listening to your podcast mean what? They got some kind of electronic device. Right. They probably got some electricity, you know. They got something warm. So you are blessed beyond measure, and the devourer is rebuked. So you have nothing to complain about. You got what you need to do is get down on your knees and open yourself, open your mind, open your heart, open your soul, and thank the Lord for what you got.
Right.
God is not waiting on you. He's not waiting on you. So,
what do you do when you come across that individual who they seem like they're ready, but they're just completely resistant?
I just tell them the truth. I mean, I tell them the truth. I'm positive, and I'm walking in the light. Because I'm not going to be in the darkness. I'm not going to have a pity party with you.
Okay.
So, I don't do pity parties.
So, that person who has... So, what would you give advice to fences like myself, when I got some peers that constantly run pity parties? Do I just shun them, or do I express to them, like, okay, this is a pity party. We're not going to buy into this because this is...
I don't want to shove, I just tell them like this, I don't want to shove God down your throat, but you missing out, though. You know what I'm saying? Because when you choose positivity, I mean, thanks to your light, they cultivate differently. It is a shift. And then, for me, I'm just real. I'm a straight shooter. You know, the people in your life are going to change. Everybody not meant to be in your life. And like, for me, I treat my life like a theater. I choose my audience very carefully. Everybody's not meant to be in my life. Everybody can't sit in my front row. Some people have to sit in the back. Some people are spectators, so they don't even get a ticket to come in. I'd be like, it's sold out. Spectators, you get on the outside. You can't even come in. You can't even get in the nosebleed section. And you have to treat your life just like that, just like a tree. Some people are leaves. Some people are branches. And some people are roots. You want people in your life that are roots. They are planted. They're going to be there. They're going to cheer you on. They are grounded. They're not going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to tell you what you need to hear. They're going to cultivate you. They're going to make sure that you get to the level that you need to be. Leaves going to be there, and they're going to blow away with the season.
That's what I was thinking.
Branches going to be there for a little while longer. And guess what? They're going to break off. Shoot. But your roots, they're going to always be there.
Support you.
They're going to always be there. They're going to support you. So no, you want to be around people. Because that's darkness. Don't nobody want to be in the darkness. That is darkness.
You say that some people don't want to be in it, but the conditioning is so strong within certain people that I don't even think they realize they're in the darkness. And I think some people just feel more comfortable in it because that's what they've been around for so long, because they feel like the change that's required in order to step into the light or to really... Because I understand with the life coaching, you're promoting and you're really pushing the positivity and trying to make them focus on the future. But they also have to be able to go within and identify with themselves, I feel like, in my opinion, and be able to take a good, deep look at yourself and see where you're at and what you're standing and what you've become.
You don't even have to be a life coach to get people to come out of darkness. Because when you are full of light, we have the ability to bring people into the light. Because we have that much adaptability to move people from where they are to where they desire to be. You just have to be authentic and not afraid to move past criticism and move past what people think. That's the thing. That's why I say it takes great courage to move past criticism of what people think and be authentic in who you are and what you want.
We're not trying to take criticism. We take criticism and...
We're not worried about it. Because, see, haters are your motivators. So we're not worried about that.
So any form of criticism that you feel like comes along, you're supposed to be able to see the light in it regardless.
Right. You turn that into a positive. We don't worry about the negatives, because, I mean, apparently, if that means you're doing something right, because they wouldn't have anything to say.
5 years from now, where is life coaching going to take you?
Man, you jumped, because I was taking that in. I was trying to let that go. I was being a sponge right now, man. I was being a sponge.
5 years from now, life coaching is going to take me. 5 years from now, where am I going to be? 5 years from now. Well, probably going to be on some kind of island.
Some kind of
I ain't mad at that. I mean, honestly, y'all, I mean, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but beep, beep. I mean, it's just not life coaching, y'all. I'm just saying, I'm stepping into the light. I'm stepping into my destination.
Right.
It's not just life coaching. Mm-hmm. I'm so much more than just life coaching. Like, I'm an author. I'm a life coach. I'm a counselor. I'm a substance abuse counselor. My background is psychology. So I'm gonna have my own practice. you know, I mean, honestly, I'm working on a $1 million plan right now. So, you know, mm-hmm. hopefully by the end of the year, I am on Steve Harvey's show.
Gotcha.
So, you know, that's what I'm working on. So,
are you going to be on
My future is bright. So, right. 5 years, I'm going to be on an island somewhere.
Hey,
so, but what my life coaching is going to do for me,
mm-hmm.
it's going to change so many lives of so many other people. That's what it's going to do. It's going to allow me to glorify God and edify others. Is what it's going to do. And I'm going to be fulfilled. Because I've done what God wanted me to do. I'm a shepherd of the Lord. Doing what I'm supposed to do.
So it's not just life coaching. It's you're an author. And tell us about your book.
So, my book Unstoppable.
Yeah, it's the good part, y'all.
Oh, man. It's crazy. Unstoppable is about people not giving up on themselves. It's about changing your mind, believing in yourself, your goals, your dreams, and just knowing that you can do whatever it is that you want to do, that you're inventive, that you're joyless, you're fearless, and that because it's in you, you can't be stopped. We just like the dual cell battery. You just can't stop a cup of top. You know what I'm saying? Because it's in us, it's no stopping us. We have everything that we need, but we have to be able and receptive to receive what it is that God is doing to us and for us. We have to be positioned properly. We have to be pregnant with the Word. A lot of people know the Bible, but is the Bible in you? Just because you go to church every Sunday.
It's funny, that's one of my new notions. You ever had a conversation with somebody and you're trying to drop some jewels or give them some information
mm-hmm.
and they're so resistant? They're like, I know this, right. I know that. And then my response to that, I know is there's knowledge, there's having knowledge. You have right. the knowledge of it, but are you applying that knowledge that you receive
right.
to your everyday life and your everyday actions? And that's something that I find a lot of people don't think about once you hit them with that aspect.
Right.
It's like, oh, snap, like, okay.
They real hypocritical. You know, people think, because, oh, I'm the mother church, I've been here 100 years or whatever. Okay, so I'm happy that you've been here 100 years, and I'm happy that you keep your pew warm for everybody else, and I'm happy that you have a problem that this child had a baby, or whatever the case may be. Why don't you teach her how to be a mother instead of, you know, criticizing her for being a young mother? Teach her how to cultivate. Teach her how to raise her children. Teach her how to discipline her children. Teach her how to, you're right. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be leaders. We're not bringing people down. We're supposed to be bringing them up. So, and Unstoppable is, you know, trying to change the mindset of people. To never give up on themselves. Never give up on their dreams. Never give up on their abilities. So it doesn't matter what people say. Because the only opinion matters is God. And the people within God's kingdom. We're not status quo. That's what people got to understand. We are not status quo. Imperfect people are not welcome in God's kingdom. See, God don't give people, He don't give perfect people grace. Because perfect people don't need grace. You already got it. Because you got everything, right? You're perfect. Why do you need it? So we always have to remember that we are children of God. We are children of a king. Therefore, we are kings and queens. He didn't leave this earth for anybody. He left it for us to be kings and queens, not to be peasants. So if he brings you to it, he'll bring you through it.
Okay.
So being unstoppable does not mean that we won't go through a little bit of hell. But what it happens is it gives us an opportunity to experience God's grace.
Trust me, I know about that.
Yeah. And it gives you an opportunity to see with more clarity and offers a release of creative ability within yourself.
Tell us how we can get in contact with you, all our listeners and everybody.
So, of course, I'm on Facebook.
I know. Y'all, she full on Facebook.
Right, right.
She full.
I'm on Facebook. Right. But hey, you know what? They can always like my page. And of course, I don't think that because I am on Facebook, they can always like my page. And they can always inbox me because I'm not one of the people where I have not took my site down like some of my counterparts have. They can always, and I'll respond.
Okay.
They can message me. I actually respond. They can Instagram me.
What's your Instagram?
Nika Doe.
Nika Doe.
For life coaching, they can actually go to my platform, which is Invite, and it's no www. It's Invite. INVITE .io/NikaDoe. Just NEKADOE. And my hours are evening hours from 6 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock a.m. Monday through Friday. On the weekend, it's from 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. when people need it the most.
Right.
Because I want to be able to be there for people when they're down and out. So I sacrifice my time and my sleep.
That's
because I love people.
Such a gesture.
I'm people structure and I'm people focus. And that's the gift that God gave me. I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm endorsed by quite a few people. And my name is Nika Doe once again. And they can always shoot me an email or direct me.
So you're just all around accessible from everything.
I'm all around accessible.
So if you Google Nika Doe, she'll more than likely pop up. N-E-K-A-D-O-E.
They can email me at nikadoe@yahoo.com.
She giving out all her information, y'all.
They can call me on my, if they want to, they can call me at 1-800-920-7285.
She even got a 1-800 number. She got a 1-800.
Yes, they can call me on my 1-800 number.
That's serious.
I also do free consultations via email at nikadoe@yahoo.com. So if they need a consultation, I will give them a free consultation. 5 minutes, free consultation, via email. So I promise them I will respond. Just make sure they put in the subject line they need a free consultation.
So you know what it is.
Ask whatever question it is, and I will respond. I just want to make sure they understand my book, Unstoppable, and tell them what it is. Being unstoppable is not a place to write that, them unrealistic resolutions. You know how people write New Year's resolutions?
Right.
It's not ideas, okay? But it is an opportunity for you to revamp and revive yourself to adapt a new way of living, okay? For positive change within yourself, for some divine opportunity, some divine growth, and some new changes.
I'm glad we were able to sit down and talk with you.
Some change within yourself.
I appreciate it. Well, Ms. Doe, you have any last words? We're coming close to the end of our podcast session.
Y'all have anything else y'all want to ask me?
No, we're waiting for your book release. When the book releases, we'll read it and come back and interview you and go deeper into what you have to do with Unstoppable. I appreciate you just taking time out of your day.
The date of the book.
So hopefully it's coming in May. We had to do some little bit of changes with the book. Had a little unethical things going on.
Okay.
With my graphic designer initially, so we had to change everything over. So, May 2017, of course, I'm having 2018. So, I'm having a book release party.
Okay.
I told y'all that. So, just make sure we stay in touch.
Right.
So I'm having one here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So, I just haven't gotten a place, so I'm waiting on a date. And then, what kind of book? And I'm trying to do, every week, do a little reading out of the book for a little bit.
And look, when you get your podcast up, y'all at us, because we can come sit down and talk to you.
We're
trying to reach out to everybody who's trying to, really step up in. Especially, we're on the same journey. We're on the same path.
I do a lot of lives.
Yeah.
So, I'm always on live. I'm in my car. Whenever I feel the spirit or feel mood or something, that's been placed in my heart, I jump out of the car and get out there and do a live.
I was going to say, you're doing while it's moving. Yeah, he really got you.
I do lives while I'm driving.
Right.
I'd be like, of course I'm driving again. And I'm doing a live. So, whatever.
Awesome.
So, I do them all the time.
That's what's up.
So, I know I'm in a radio station Saturday, and then I have a live TV broadcast on another day. So, I had two radio interviews in California and Maryland Friday, same day. So,
that's cool.
I'm telling y'all, it's all God. He already, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm telling you, I mean, all you have to do is put your faith and trust in Him, because not in my wildest dream. I have not did absolutely anything. Everything has already just been laid for me, you know. So, it's what the trust.
Again, thank you.
Y'all welcome. Definitely be in touch.
I can't wait to go to the book release part.
Yes, y'all, we can have a good time.
We have a good time.
Shout it out like everywhere.
Soaking up all the energy. You
know? Yeah, definitely going to be positive. We definitely going to have fun. Because, you know, that's why I wanted to have a book release party, you know, outside of the church. Because I want us to have a good time.
Right.
I want us to enjoy the ambience of us walking into our future. Not to say that we can't, but I want us to just enjoy us as, you know, moving into our professionalism, moving into what it is that God wants us to do, and just, you know, forget. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And just relax. Because a lot of times we don't, you know, go in, just be dressed, just look nice, not being like we usually are.
Trying to stun on somebody.
That's right. So it's going to be red carpet.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It's going to be red carpet. You know, I'm going to have a custom backdrop, and that's the other thing. So, I will be doing, I'm going to have a custom backdrop. So, everybody, the people that have an opportunity to, that wants to, what's the word?
The press?
No. What do you call it?
A photo shoot?
No. What do you call it? Patron for the backdrop.
I've never did a red candle for the backdrop.
So what? I'm having a custom backdrop made. So any business that want to
advertise,
they have opportunity to.
Okay,
that's what I'm doing. I'm have a custom backdrop. I think it's $50, and they'll be able to. So the backdrop is going to be from here, probably to where it's probably from here to the other side of the wall, or whatever. So, yeah. And then, so they'll be working on that.
Yeah.
Well, I want it nice, and it's going to be a great opportunity to network.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, it's going to be politicians there, you're going to have some, probably going to have some celebrities there. So, it'd be a good opportunity to network.
Right.
That's why, you know, that's why I wanted to have the book signing release party. You know, because there's going to be some people there.
That's
what I'm saying. Right. So, it'd be a great opportunity to network. And that's why I want it's going to be, you know, semi-formal. So, it'll be different. We won't be, you know, in our jeans and t-shirts.
Right.
Yeah. So, it'd be a good opportunity. So, make sure y'all bring business.
We'll be ready. Well, we're getting back to the end, coming to the end of our show. We appreciate you, Ms. Nika Doe, for talking to us. We appreciate you taking time out of your day and out of your day to listen to us and our conversation and supporting our podcast. This is Ms. Doe told us where you can find it, or told you where you can find it. Well, what about you, Deshaun Reed?
I am Deshaun Duran, DeshaunDuron on Instagram and Facebook. And Light Bulb Moments, that's where both of us are. LBM Podcast at LBM Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And Awesome Nia.
Awesome Nia 17. Awesome Nia Taylor on Facebook. And that's it, man.
And Light Bulb Moments on YouTube and SoundCloud.
Oh, most definitely.
LITE Bulb Moments.
Gotta push that, because you know they're looking for the LIGHT. We can't buy somebody else's stuff, so.
But other than that, y'all, we will see y'all next time. Peace out.
Peace.